Kulen Rablat Gemara Daf Ayin Tes. We Daf Pei Yamar Aleph. Oy, it's cold.
I too, sorry.
Daf Pei Yamar Aleph. It says the word, big word Gemara. So the Mishnah starts off telling us the blood from an ordinary carbon got mixed up with the blood of a carbon that had a defect. What should you do with it? So Chacham say you got to toss it out down the chutes. And Rabbi says no. That if you already brought up one cup, we'll assume that that one cup has the blood, contained the blood from the animal, the defect, and the rest are all right. Says Rabbi Lozer. And the same comment we had in Gemara a couple days ago, Rabbi says now again. Rabbi says, "Lo yechshir Rabbi Lezer." When did Rabbi say that you're allowed to do this? Ela shnayim shnayim. When did Rabbi say you're allowed to do this? Only if it's two two. In other words, if you bring two cups at a time, and since one of them definitely is from the animal that is not does not have a defect, we'll assume the other one also does not have a defect. Aval echad echad lo. Even though you brought one up before, but if you're only going to bring one cup at a time, we are concerned. Moshe Rav Dini Bechalei Rav Dini. That's a question. It says in the Mishnah. Chacham Chacham says, "I feel the carve kulon chutz me'echman." Even if he brought them all up and you only have one cup left, we're still going to be concerned that perhaps this one cup is no good. Yishalama, you should have to pour it out. So as I said, even so, they're arguing. Even there's only one cup left. I'll explain to you my echad. What does it mean? One zug echad, one pair. Says Gemara, says identical machlekes to what we had before. We had a machlekes now here regarding an animal that has a defect mixed up with the animals that are good. And before we had it with limbs, the same thing. Here's my bloodness on my limbs, the same thing. My limbs of an animal that was tummy with the limbs of an animal that was a balmum. Exact same machlekes. Why do you have to repeat it twice? We need each one. The itma baha. If we only knew this case over here, I would say, "Baha kamar Rabbi Lezer." You know why Rabbi Lezer argues over here and he says that it's all right. Over there, when he talks about the argument of Ivarim, if we only knew there, we would say, you know why by Ivarim Rabbi Lezer said it's all right. The main part of a carbon is the sprinkling of the blood. And you did that already properly. You only got mixed up afterwards, the limb, therefore Rabbi Lezer's make. But it comes to the case of blood in our mission here. Maybe perhaps he's moider that you're not yoitzim. Only the case of blood, I would say. But how come over here? Hold you not yaitzim, because blood is the primary avoid of the carbon. But it comes to limbs, maybe a moider that Rabbi Lezer might have blood that's good enough. Tzricha, therefore you need both arguments. We learned over there. Tzloichis, if you have a jug, you have a jug of mechatas and a little bit of water, and this is already set aside, already consecrated, and a little bit of water fell inside it. What do you do? Rabbi Lezer says, Yaza, you can still use the mechatas. But remember, there's a little bit of water mixed into it. It doesn't passel it, but you need to have a certain quantity. Or we'll soon see. Rabbi Lezer, Yazer Shteazos, sprinkle it twice. If somebody's tummy wants to be sprayed, or a Kaylee's tummy wants to be sprayed, just spray it twice. And definitely, one of those two shots would have been proper mechatas, the water of the chatas. However, the Chachamim place, and the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't help. Bishleime, I understand that the Svar of the Rabbanon, Sarv, they hold, Yesh Bila, they hold that that they do get mixed up together, and therefore every drop of mechatas has in it some water. So even so, therefore they say they hold that the water, the mechatas got mixed up with the water, every drop. And the problem is that spraying needs a certain quantity. And therefore, perhaps the fact that there's water there, not mechatas, that detracts, that takes away from the shear. I lechayit, if you do twice, but you definitely, you know, you should have the shear. They hold you don't combine two sprays. The aim is start from lazois. Every spray, you have the same question: is in this spray you have enough of the shear of the mechatas? Maybe the water that joined it took away from the shear, and we cannot combine the two lazois. That's what they hold. And Rabbi Lezer, Mike, so Rabbi Lezer is a problem. What exactly does he believe? If he believes, because if he holds ain bila, does he hold that they don't mix? maybe they don't really get mixed. Could be that one hazoy is, you know, is proper mechatzas of water. Is ki mazish to hazoy is mahave. So what if he did? Maybe deal with tavai maiko mazi. If he holds they don't mix, and perhaps they're both water, not mechatzas. What helps if you do twice? No vos. No, the ain bila means there is no mixture. It's only water.
Well,
so he holds maybe this, that your cup
this,
that you...
this little bit of water that...
Yeah, that maybe that were both sprays that you did. How much do you think you sprayed? A little bit. Yeah. Maybe both sprays only had water in it. He holds eight bila. They don't...
Even
you don't say...
Even if it's a small amount of water...
We'll soon see. Anything. We'll soon see what the answer is tomorrow. Ain bila. Ki mazesh te hazois mahave. So what helps? If he holds ain bila, even if he sprays twice, what does it help? Dilma tavaya maya kamazi. Maybe both times it was only water... Elavos, because so you must hold yesh bila. He must hold that they do mix up, and you have a little bit of mechat, a little bit of water. So again, why aren't you yes? If he holds ein hazor tzricha shir, if he holds that you don't require a shir, and that's why he holds you spray it twice, it's good enough. So lama lish dehazor, so why two even won't be good enough? Since it mixes well, you have a little bit of the mechat there, and as long as you have a mashu mechat, it's good enough. You don't have to have a shir. Ella Kasavri must hold Hazor Tzricha Shir. He must hold that you need a shir. And if for the first time it's not enough, because maybe you don't have enough of the shir, that's why you do twice. E Kasavar Aim Mitzad. So what's help twice? If he holds Aim Mitzad Fin La Hazor, if he holds they don't combine, Kim Mazesh Tehel Mahavis, or he does it twice. Each time, maybe there wasn't a shir. Vinami Mitzad. I must say what that he holds a what that they do mix well. And he holds, you do need a shear, and that's why we're scared. And he holds that the mitzaref, and that's why two hazoy is good enough. Miyema the Malaysia Yuda, who told you that even two times you fulfilled the full shear, maybe in both occasions it's mainly water and only a little bit of the mechatas. How do you know? So Gemara give three answers. Says the Gemara. Omar Shlokis, first answer. Shlokis says, Le'elam Yesh Bila. You're right that we do mix. They do mix well. And why do you need to spray twice? Because you need a shear. And we combine the hazois. Your question is, how do I know that even the second time also, it's primarily the regular water? The hazois is a shear. Oh, here we're talking about that it was exact the same quantities. It was exactly a shear of mechatas. You need a shear. Whatever that shear is, he had a shear mechatas, and he had exact quantity of exact quantity of shear mechatas, and he had exact quantity of what do you call it?
Morning.
Mordechai,
go down and salvage your
gemalot.
Sorry? Go down and salvage your
gemalot. You didn't know that we're upstairs here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my fault.
Oh, you have a gemalot?
Of course.
Oh, good.
A good point.
Oh, okay, good.
I put aside just in case.
We're not paying with Aleph. We are just doing about six lines at the bottom. Okay, so what happened was you have exact two quantities, one quantity of water and one quantity of mechatas. Each one is exactly the shear. So if you did one, okay, so therefore you definitely don't have the shear because it's only one. If you did the second one, definitely you have the full shear. Between the two, the aggregate, you have the full shear. Okay, so we're explaining over here according to, what do you call it? We're explaining over here that it says that if you have a... Mechat is mixed up with water. You spray it twice on the person who's tummy. Between the two, it's all right. So we're explaining, according to Rabbi Lezer, he says you have to spray it twice because he holds that they got mixed up together, and he holds that the mechat is requires a shear. So the first time you spray, who said you did the shear? And he holds you combine the two sprays. And the case that we're talking about over here, why that's good enough is because how do you know maybe both times was not enough? Is because it's two exact. Whatever the shear is, we don't know what it is. Whatever the shear is, he had exactly that amount of mechatas, exactly the amount of water. So he did the first time. Because they got mixed up together, you definitely did not have a shear in the mechatas. By the time you did it the second time, he finished up all the mechatas, he had the full shear. So that's the Shlokish answer. Says the Gemara, Rava says, La'elam yesh bila, I agree with you that there's a bila, they do get mixed up, but I disagree with you, and I hold Hazor ain't tzricha shir. Hazor does not require a shir, that's why if he sprays twice, it's good enough. L'cheira, why not even once then? Uknosa de kontra bonot, it's merely a penalty. It's a penalty. We don't want you to get into the habit of mixing regular water into the mechatas. because mechatzes is a shorter job, and you start, you know, putting in regular water. So we counsel you that you have to spray it twice. You don't do that again, even though it happened by mistake. Comes along Rav Ashi. We have many times where a discussion starts with Rav and ends up Rav Ashi, and Lachay, the generations apart.
Even
before then. But the problem with this one here is that the Rav answers back Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Ain Bilam. Rav Ashi says that they don't mix at all. Rav Ashi says, I agree with Rava that they don't mix. They don't mix. So Yazesh Teazois, we spray twice. And Hazor does not need a shear. So why do you have to spray twice? And I don't believe in what Knesset Rava said. My only concern is that could be the first time you spray, there is no mechatas in there. And that's why you do it a second time, now you'll have mechatas. That's simple.
So the issue is because the mechatas itself is a tiny quantity and it's dropped.
There's no shear of the mechatas.
Yeah, it's a finger size. And yeah. With that drop of water that came into this mechatas, maybe about the same size as what you're spraying.
More or less, whatever it is. But maybe the when you took the first time you sprayed, it could be it was merely water. Yeah. But if you did it twice, it's impossible. It's inevitable that you'll have some of the mechatas there. Because remember, we didn't get that much water in there. Remember, we started off saying it's a kosher, a minimum amount of water. So therefore, between the two of them, definitely, we could rest assured there was definitely a chatas there. That's what he's answering. So he's answering also there's no this is Rashi's version. He's also answering that there's no mixing and so on and so forth. But definitely there's water, there may chatas there. Okay, so what about Meiswe, we ask a question. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, we ask a question we had before. Rebbe says, L'divri Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that two springs is good enough, Hazor Koshu Materes, that the slightest amount of Mechatas is enough to be Metair. And you don't require Hazor in Tichashir. You don't require Shir whatsoever. Then he said, Hazor machs a kosher and machs a posel. And another thing he says here, even though it's a mixture, you might think that you have to have pure mechatas. No. Even a part of it is mechatas and part of it is water, is still kosher. So it's a kosher, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you need a shear. It says clearly here, you don't need a shear. Reish Lakish's first answer was that he holds you need a shear, and that's why you have to spray twice. And there is a mixture, and you have to spray twice, and so on and so forth. And you combine the exact amounts. Rebbe says clearly, according to Rabbi Elazar, that a koshu is metayer, and you don't need a shear. That's question number one. Anish lakish. Tanya with a payment base on top of the page. Tanya behedya. We learn now. We're going to ask some question of Avashi. Says clearly the following: Anitonin lemaila shenis arvu benitonin lemata. Because I'm going to ask you this some time here. Those kabbanas that you have to spray above the line, the karmachatas, they got mixed up with the kabbanas. They have to be sprayed below the line. So we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Yitain lemaila, Rabbi Elazar says, put it above the line, v'hatachtoinim oluloi. This Brisa comments in our Mishnah. And the tachtoinim oluloi, which means that the tachtoinim are also yaitzi. What's the tachtoin? The tachtoin is carbon oily, yaitzi as well. With the blood you spray on top. Now, if you are, if you can tell me, Ein Bila, you are Rav Ashi hold. That is no mixing whatsoever. We say that the two don't mix in, so it could be you have blood from the Chatas and Bav Noila. We say that they didn't mix together. Is a my Ololoi, why in the world are you get to the carbon Oila on the bottom? Maybe you spray the wrong ones. Dilma Koyoiv El Yainin Lamata, maybe the carbon Chatas that belongs above the line fell down the bottom. But Takhtain Lamata, if you all they mix, so you have, but in the blood there you have. The chatas of the oilab. You tell me they don't mix. Rashi at the top of the page. But oi Tanya, we learned to you to the Rav Ashi. It's a question of Ashi. The Amar, he says, time but the boy Tarti, why do you need both? Mishum the Ein Bila, he holds, why you need to spray twice? Because there's no mixture. The Shamin, Rabbi Elazar, we hold, Rabbi Elazar hold, the Slay Bila, Mahanok Tarti, Masniota. Yet we see from these two brises, they hold, they do mix. The time of the Rabbi Lezer, the Svar Rabbi Lezer, Kirava, like Rava, the Bechada, Nami Miskasher Amaknasum. It seems you have to learn like Rabbi, like Rava's version, which is because of Knas. Hani Tony Lemaila Kosal Kadata. Right now we think Dam Chatas. Bedam oila. What happened was the blood of a chatas which has to be sprayed above the line got mixed up with the blood of an oila which has to be sprayed below the line. Yitin lemaila, and Rabbi Lezer is saying you pour the whole thing above the line. Lahachshir chatas, to do the chatas rightly, correctly. The mitzvah lahakdim liyend of training, because chatas comes first. The blood above the line comes first. Kedam malakam pedigol atodit. What about we had before? What about you're spraying? You're definitely spraying some of the oil blood on top. How can that be? So we said, since you have no intention for it to be an oil, it's like you're spraying water. According to Rabbanan, you just Rabbanan disagree. They hold you pour the whole thing down. Then, but then it says, it sounds like that you also yait to the carbon oil with the, when you spray it on the bottom. When you pour the rest on the bottom, l'shem shirayim, for the rest, so whatever is supposed to be up on top, you pour the rest on the bottom, it's not a problem. But you're also, you eat the cup from the bottom, you also fulfill the mitzvah damoyla. The question is, if there's no mixture, isn't it possible that the entire blood of the carbon oil you already sprayed on top, and none of the blood of the oil is being sprayed on the bottom? And the top maybe only did the chatas blood. Because you want to bite her. Yeah. Hocha my skin, and we know we're talking about, keep going. We're talking about the Ika Rubel Yainim. The majority of the blood was the blood of the chatas. The koyoyiv, and let's say 70% of the blood was the blood of the chatas, and 30% of the blood of the oila. But what you put up there was 50% of the blood. So definitely, even if the blood was entire blood of the oila, that only made up 30% of the oila, of the blood. And but you gave more than 30%, you gave 50%. That extra 20% must be the blood of the chatas. That's how come you yaitse. So we're answering with ikurubel yoyinim, because you have the maila share tachtoinim. You gave the above, the share of the blood of the oila a bit more. Rashi, hoch my skin, and he's going to rubel yenim. The koyoyv lemaila kosher sheyesh bo mechtoinim. You say therefore you sprayed on top the entire quantity of blood that belongs in the bottom. But oid and more. The manusha koyoyv lemaila milayoni. So definitely your yaitz above the line will hochim mukula. And therefore we're saying he's talking about berubel yenim. And therefore we're talking about the both of it is above. Meshun deloy metada etzlei batachtoinim olay. And that's why we're saying the majority of the blood in there in the quant mixed in the mixture is the blood that belongs above the line. We haven't yet answered. Soon explain why then when you spray the blood, you get to the bottom. But you get murder right away. Now the problem is like this: if you gave, let's say 30% of blood was oil, and 70% of blood was chatos, and you put 50% of blood on top, which could very well mean that the entire oil blood went on top. But definitely some of the chatz blood. So how come when you spray on the bottom, you say you yates the carbon of the bottom? Maybe the entire blood of the bottom went on top, and you have nothing of the blood of the bottom that you're spraying on the bottom. Maybe what you're spraying on the bottom is only chatz blood. How come it says olalei? How come you yates it for the oil? For the mother, since you hold, there's no mixture. You don't mix. But oi, back to the mother, see what it says. Hotachtoinim olalei gitoni. That does when it says over here tachtoinim oloi doesn't mean you yait to the carbon. You're not yait to the carbon at all. You yait to the carbon chatas, because the chatas is supposed to spray the blood on top, and the balance you pour down the bottom. So that's what it means oloi for the chatas. Rashi, right now we think abba oila kama, that even for the oila also you yait to the maila she tachtoinim oloi. And you tell me that on top you gave 50%, which covered the entire blood from the bottom, plus heichim is gasher oila hakim gasher dimakom. When it says over here tachtonim oloi, it means l'shem shirayim. The chatz come by. We're not talking about the oil. We're not yaitz the oil. We're talking about the chatz. What do you do? The leftover, you pour down the side. The kivin the rubel yoinim. Since the majority of it went on top, ki nosen lemaila kisher tachtonim oloi. We said that you gave on top the share of the tachtonim more. Digam medam chatz lemaila ulemata. I feel the kol anitin lemaila min el yoinim hu akati poshle min el lemata. So even if you gave the, let's say the 50% you did, let's say all of it was chatz, there's still 20% left. of that chatas blood. Therefore, you yaitze for the chatas. Avil ilav rubel yainim. If it wouldn't have been that the majority of the blood in the utensil was from the blood from the carbon chatas that belongs on top, given that you have lemaila share tachtoinim v'oil, kidei lahachshir chatas sulamatazay tachtoinim olah, then you wouldn't be able to explain. It could very well be that if you didn't bring that much blood, could be that entire blood was brought on top. And what do you mean? What did you bring on the bottom? You had nothing left to bring on the bottom from the residue of the top. I feel the shirayim dim a cold dam al yainim lemaila nitin. But ain't can shirayim no shirayim. That's why I'm saying that what you gave the entire blood at the bottom. That's why we have to learn a case like we just said, 70 and 30, and you gave 50% on top, so therefore you definitely gave more of the chatzis, but there's still blood, chatzis blood left. Says you want to come and have another question of Ashi. It says, no son lemata. What happened? He decided, the Kohen decided not to ask. The Rabbi Lezer said, what you do is, Acham said, you toss the whole thing out. Rabbi Lezer says, you pour the blood on top of the line, and then the shrine below. What happens if he just Kohen just did it, and Nosan Lemata V'Lanimlech, he decided to sprinkle the whole blood on the bottom, and then as Rabbi Lezer, Yachzer V'Yitin L'mayla, spray again above. V'Tachtoinim Oluloi, and it sounds like, again, Tachtoinim Oluloi, that you get to the bottom carbon and the top carbon. Maybe what you did on the bottom was only the blood from the top because they don't mix. It's the exact same case as before. It's talking about that 70% of the blood was the chatzis which belonged to the top, 30% of the blood is the oil that belongs to the bottom. And you did, and what you put on top is more than 30%, you put 50% on top. And you did the chatzchila without asking, 50% on the bottom. That's why you definitely ate to the top. Fine, but how do you know you ate to the bottom? Since at the bottom the chatas is only 30%, maybe the 50% you put at the bottom are all oil of blood. But tachtoinim oleg toni l'shem shirayim, again, when we say oil, you don't mean for the carbon oil, we mean the leftovers of the carbon chatas. Okay, now she's pretty straightforward here. So anyone invite Toshma coming here? That was the case where you poured it below the line, you didn't consult. What about if you did it above the line, you didn't consult? It says here, so if you would have consulted, Rabbi Lezer would have said, yes, spray above the line. Then Rabban would have said, toss the whole thing out. Be shaved down the armor, down the chute. But in this case of here, since he already did it, if everyone agrees, might as well spray the bottom. Because Manushach. Even if it's not the right carbon, it's left over from the top carbon, so it's shirayim from the top carbon. So therefore, you yaitze. So manushach, either this is left over from the blood that goes above the line, so it's shirayim, and if it's the blood from the bottom line, you yaitze for the bottom carbon. So everyone will agree that in this case, you go ahead and proceed to the bottom. The lechayit of idol matra elu veelu olaloi, he says clearly that you yaitze both kosher and kasher, according to Ravashi's version, they don't mix. Maybe the blood, how can everyone agree? Maybe what you're spraying in the bottom is the top blood. Again, beruba el yainim v'koyov lemaila sheir tani ba'oid. It's talking about again, exact same case. He did what? That the white Rabbi Lezer says, even though they don't mix, you do the bottom. It's talking about that you did the top had 70% and the bottom had 30%, and you sprayed 50%, and therefore you can spray the bottom. Because you know what you tell me, according to Rabbi Lezer, Oloi does not mean you yate to the bottom, not to the bottom at all. It means you yate to the leftovers, the shirayim of the top. But it says elu ve'elu, Oloi. Sounds like they're both saying the same thing. That was that you yate it for the bottom carbon. And according to Rabbi Lezer, since they don't mix, how can you be yate to the bottom carbon? So Gemara says, Mik Tani Elu ve'elu moidim. Does it say that they both agree to each other? They both hold exactly the same thing? Well, it says elu ve'elu Oloi, Tani. Elu ve'elu Oloi. Which means, according to the Rabbanon, you yate to the carbon oil, and according to Rabbi Lezer, it's the shirayim of the carbon chatas. Tani, say for us Rabbanon, yesh bila. It's very simple. So according to Rabbanon, we hold that they do mix, so when you spray it on the bottom, you yate to the carbon oil from the bottom, because they hold definitely there's oil blood there. According to Rabbi Lezer, also they don't mix. When you spray it on the bottom, not that you yate to the carbon oil, what you did now was you had definitely the leftovers of the carbon chatas that you sprayed on top. How do you know definitely? Because it was 70% blood of the chatas, 30% blood of the oil, and when you spray 50% of the blood on top, you definitely had, even if all the blood you sprayed on top was the chatas, you still have 20% left. And especially, it could be that you spray the blood of oil on top, 30% of the oil, but you definitely then have chatas left. So therefore, you yate. Toshma, coming in. Another question. Hanitne b'matna achas. We had in the mission we just learned yesterday. Hanitne b'matna achas. Those kabbonas that you only spray once. Like mirapchoyin and mice and all that. Chit is arvo b'nitoni matna achas. They got mixed up with the shlomi that you only spray once. What do you do? Yinosnu b'matna achas. And you do is you only spray once. Because marashach, all you have to do is spray once. V'yamrit, if you tell me, ain bila. If you tell me about that, there's no mixture. Why do you only spray once? Maybe how can you be spraying once? Either you spray the b'chayr or you spray the shlamim. One of them not yaitza. You hold ain bila, the two don't mix together. So when you picked up the scoop of blood, maybe the blood that you have is only from one carbon. In fact, it is from one carbon. So what do you mean you're not the maton achas? How does that help? How does that help? That means you only did one carbon's blood and you didn't do the other one. If you hold that they mix, so definitely in the one spray you did, you had both kabbanis there. You had the shlomim and the b'chayr. But according to Rabbi Ravashi, he says, ain't bila, they're all mixture. How are you eating? Says the Gemara, maybe you only gave one carbon and not the other carbon. So he answered, Gemara says, arvu achas ba'achas. And so we say, well, that you had enough blood there for each carbon. So what you do is you spray twice. When we say matana achas, mean matana achas for each carbon. You spray twice. So therefore, this way, we assume that you did that in the blood that you did one blood, one spraying was the shlamim, and one spraying was the b'chayim. Because just arvu achas b'achas, the full quantity got mixed up with the full quantity. So therefore, you spray twice. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, matan arba, you spray four, a carbon that requires four, let's say a carbon chatzas that requires four, and got mixed up with another carbon that requires four, carbon oila, hochinami, shenis arbu, arba, ba arba. So the chayda hak could be yaitza spraying four, but maybe you only yaitza one of the carbons on the other one. Again, you spraying twice four, that's what you mean, you spraying twice four. That's the Rashi's bottom page. Arba barba shir arba matonis b'shir arba matonis. You do the shir of four matonis, the shir of four matonis. Or the toni yinosnu b'matonis arba arba b'shvilzeh v'arba b'shvilzeh. You not that you do one four. You do two sets of four. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Matin. Yeah, what's the thing?
The one above, you're saying the one I'm doing above is the chatos, and the one I'm doing.
No, we're talking about both above the line. We're talking about two chatos. Let's say two chatois got mixed up. Yeah, or we do, we said in the Rashi for an oil and a shlamim got mixed up. They also do shtayim shen arba, and they are on the bottom. The matona achas was a case of choyer and mice getting mixed up. So you want to write? He mixed in one cup of sitting two bloods now. How he did it, it happened. He got busy. People make mistakes. People make mistakes. That's right.
Yeah,
okay. So what are you asking?
Here?
Not you can, it happened by mistake. It wasn't by mistake. Then nothing here was done on purpose. And even so, we counsel him, according to Robert, to make sure that they are more careful. Then the Mishnah says, Matan arbe b'matan achas. He had a carbon, let's say, a shlomi monoila that got mixed up, matan achas, and Rashi. And Machlik is the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Matan arbe b'matan achas, Rabbi Lezer. I mean, not Rabbi Lezer says you give the three lines at the bottom. You give four, and Rabbi Yeshua says you only do one. You do four. Shemitzvah lahagdi matan arba lamatan achas. You always spray the four before you spray the one. That's why he holds you do the four. So you do, let's say, the shlamim or the oila before you do the b'chay. V'roy ani es teitzes matan b'chay kila he mayim. Aye, if you're doing four as a b'chay, you're only supposed to do one. So you say the extra three, you didn't intend to spray it for the b'chay. It's only like water. Now l'chay, if they don't mix, you should do five. You should do four and then one. V'chitema, if you can tell me hachinami b'nis arev ba'achas, that what? That you mean five, Rashi. That you have one matana, the b'chayr. Bishir matan arba matanas min oilo the kama. You say in nosnu b'matan dalad. You mean in nosnu chamishasa kama. He means give four for this carbon, for this carbon. She nit in dalad matanas vada min oilo. Then four definitely from the oilo, one of the b'chayr. But also Rabbi Yeshua remember. And Rabbi Yeshua has come. And Rabbi Yeshua argues. He says you only do one. He holds yesh bila. He holds it all got mixed together, and therefore it's enough to do what? Because that one will have both the pchayr and the eila. The daya matan achas ashnei and will yavra bal teisiv in order to be not to be able teisiv. Could be the yavra yaitzev one sprayed the less later. Oyin v'chitim back to the mother. V'chitim achinami means five ben isarad ba'achas. So you have four plus one. Yachiv. So why did Rabbi Yeshua say hari eila bal teisiv? Hachabas behechav. Where's the bal teisiv? You did only one for the pchayr. You did four for the shlamim or the eila, and you did one for the pchayr. So where's the bal teisiv here? The way we understood that you did four, and that's you might see both kabbonis, got a problem about bal teisiv. And you tell me a maaser that the three is like water, and Rashi doesn't hold to that water business. But if you're telling me that you did only one for the b'chayin and four for the other ones, where's the bal teisiv? Rashi hachabat meichad ain't kan min b'chayin alakidei matan only one. Elama Rava says. Rava says. Now this is hard to understand. Rava's answering. And he's rejecting Ravashi's answer. When Ravashi lived, you know, was born, the Gemara says, getting the date of a passed away. Ella Omar Rava, so Rava says, here he says Omar Abba. Go back even a generation. On the side. Ella Omar Abba, Bebolu Loi Pligi. No, you're right. Then all these answers are wrong. Surely that when it says that you yaitzah in the bottom, it means not only for shirayim, because they do mix, and they're also yaitzah for the bottom. So you want to know why they sprinkle twice b'chatois. If they mix up, it's not machleik. Everyone holds that they do mix up. And therefore, when you spray, you only spray four, not five. A key pligi, they argue because they're arguing, but you have separate cups. The cups got mixed up. Not that within one cup the blood got mixed up. The cups are mixed up, and therefore we don't know what's in the cup. That Abelezer hold Islay Royin. You only spray, you know, four times, four cups. You spray four times, but he says I for b'chayr you only need one. So I'm going to imagine that the other three is water, and that Abonin Lestay Royin they hold everything as imagine as water, and therefore. And because you don't imagine it's Rayin, we're going to say that it looks like Baal Taisiv. No, five more lines, we'll finish. Think about it quickly. They're not about to start. Another 5 minutes. And then maybe another 8 minutes. Think about it. Tell me they're not arguing and mixing. They're not arguing on the blood of a chatas. They got mixed up with the blood of an oila. That you're everyone. We had it before. Everyone agrees that you, if the chatas and the oila that you bring, you do bring it up. But reiva v'nirba, when it comes to such a thing, reiva nirba shalayik, you shouldn't bring it up because it's mis. Amanechlu, where they're arguing, adam tmima, the blood of a whole animal, shenis adib adam basmo, the blood of an animal with a defect. Rabbi Lazar, I'm a yikrib bein bebol bein bekaisis v'cham la yikrib. And chavs they shouldn't bring. So we see they're arguing even in the mixture. You're telling me they're only arguing in cups, but in but a mixture. Everyone holds mixed. We see they're still arguing there as well. So we say Rabbi Yehuda liba Rabbi Lazar masni. Rabbi Yehuda, however, understood Rabbi Lazar bein bebol bein bekaisis. But Rabbanan bekaisis pligi. Rabbi Yehuda understood that Rabbi Lazar arguing everything. But we, the brayes that we learned till now, and we hold that Rabbi Lazar argues only in the case of cups got mixing up. But if they mix up together, it's a real mixing, and therefore you can spray the chatas. You can spray the chatas on the person. Okay, seems to me.